Good morning, girls. This is Darla Shine. Welcome to the Happy Housewives Club podcast. To all of you who are tuning in, good morning, good day, good evening. I don't know when you're listening to this, but the best thing about this podcast is you can hit play, listen at your convenience. You can clean your kitchen. You can surf the internet. I love this technology. It's wonderful. This is the wave of the future. Yesterday, I read an article on the internet from, I think it was Money or Forbes, I'm not sure which magazine, but they said that this is the future. In 10 years, everyone will be going to the computer to listen to radio and going to the computer to watch television, that the regular TV, the regular radio is going to be obsolete. Everything is going to be through the computer. I love this. This means that even more moms can work from home. The technology is amazing. And I'm a little bit upset this morning, so I want to have a big discussion about the mommy wars, and I'm going to tell you why. One of our members accused me of stirring the pot with the mommy wars. I take special offense to this. Let me tell you why. I have never, never promoted the whole issue of the mommy wars. I think it's ridiculous. When my book was written by me in my house with my opinions, I stuck them inside of a hardcover. Okay? People have the choice to buy that book, to skim through it, to read it, to return it, to do what they want. This is my opinion, what I think. On the internet, when my book came out, there were hundreds of feminist women who claimed to be feminists, even though I have always claimed to be a feminist up until recently, which now I'm saying, obviously, they've kicked me out of the party. But when I was in college, I was fighting for women's rights. I registered to vote under the women's rights agenda. This was my past. I went and I had my college education. I went to graduate school. I worked. I had my career. I did it. I've been on both sides of the fence. I've been out there fighting for women's rights. I went to Washington a few years ago to fight against, I forgot his name, Hastert, the gynecologist, who wanted to make the pill illegal for women. How many other women have actually gotten on a bus and gone to Washington to fight to do that? I have. I'm always there for my sisters. And let me tell you something. I love women. I'm a girl's girl, which is why I started this website, because I want to help promote women and support women, what they want to do, and help them reinvent themselves. However, I want to make this clear, because when you write in a small post, it's hard to get your point across. And this is the point I'm trying to make. I think women can have their lives, can contribute to the world, can do everything. However, I think when a baby is brought into this world, the baby has got to be the first consideration. So, I think there's nothing wrong with putting your career on the back burner for a little while, or sacrificing your career a little bit and not work full-time and work part-time while the baby is small. When the kid is in school, go back to work. I've said that all the time. And the bigger thing is, I have never gone on the internet and started trashing moms, although they're trashing me. There are at least a dozen websites right now where women have started their own anti-Darla Shine websites because they're annoyed that I'm saying women should go home and raise their own kids. I'm not out there starting websites against the other women. I didn't start a website against Linda Hirschman after she said what I'm doing is a tragedy. I didn't start a website against her, so I am not out there promoting the mommy wars. You have to become a member to get into my website, and on the main page it says it's an exclusive club for stay-at-home moms. Okay, so don't become a member of my website. Don't buy my book if you don't agree with what I have to say. So it's as simple as that. Now, with me today is Tanya from Australia. Now, Tanya, I love a great discussion, a debate, and I could talk to any woman about anything, and I don't get mad or personally offended. I think it's great to have conversations. But what I'm learning over the past couple weeks in the website is, for some reason, women are getting upset when a discussion about politics or religion is brought up. We, as women, I'm noticing, get personally afflicted. And this is why we will never have political control in this world. Because a bunch of women in the same room would end up having a big hissy fit and walking out. How come men can have conversations about serious issues and not become personally afflicted, and women cannot? Tanya, can you answer that question?
um.
What do you think about my rant again, my raving? Did you read? Okay, maybe Tanya is a little bit sleepy. I know it's like late at night in Australia.
Midnight.
It's midnight. So maybe this is the wrong time to have this conversation with you.
I was listening. I was just enjoying the listening. I'm not too sure. Maybe men just don't have as much to think about. We have many things at home to think about, as well as any part-time jobs or anything that we might be doing in the middle. So,
exactly. I don't know, maybe. We have so much to think about, so much on our shoulders, so much on our plate. And this is what I don't get, Tanya. And maybe you're just going to be my sounding board this morning. But this is what I don't get. Why would a woman accept the terms that we are dealt? All these, I have a girlfriend, Mary Beth. I adore her. I love her. She is a librarian. She works full-time at a library close to her house. Now, her kids are, you know, they're in school now. You know, one is 8 and one is 9. So she used to be a television producer. She left TV just like I did. She went back home. She went to school part-time to change her field to become a librarian. Now she's in that field. This summer, all the ladies had to work full-time over the summer. So Mary Beth went in there, tried to change that. She said, let's start some kind of mom share program where we only work 2 days a week during the summer so we could be with our kids. That sounds like
great
a good
idea.
Thing, right?
That's a great idea.
But all the other women got upset. There was a big war that started at the library because the other women who had that little piece of power were so terrified that Mary Beth was making these suggestions that she was actually accused of trying to steal their jobs and steal their power.
Well, that's stupid.
It's so stupid. But what I'm saying is, why are women accepting these terms? Why are all these full-time working career ladies who have babies at home just going to work and not trying to change the way it is? Why isn't the feminist movement and Gloria Steinem trying to make more mom share programs, more flexible hours, more on-site daycare? Why? I mean, I know that they're working on it a little bit, but not enough. I mean, we could change the way corporate America is, you know, treating mothers.
Yep, true. I don't know. I don't know why they don't help each other.
But why not demand this? Why is everyone saying, oh, it's either you know, and this whole thing is so stupid. Oh, if you criticize, you know, a working mother, you know, you're disrespecting them and you're not being supportive. Bullshit. Bullshit. You can criticize anything. And, you know, I say it is better. I'm not saying we as women. You know, I reread the post last night, and I think it came across as I was saying we as women are better if we stay home. We're not. I think all women are fabulous. I stand behind women. I love women. What I'm saying, though, is I think it is better, a better choice, if you can financially afford it, and I've always said if you can financially afford it, to be home with your babies when they're young. Now, who how could you disagree with that?
I think if you can stay at home with your kids, that is the best thing for them.
Of course.
You can't, then that's fine. But, you know, like.
But I have always said from day one, from the first page of my book, that my book is for women who choose to be home, women who can be home, not for women who are working full time. And if you can stay home, and a lot of women can, hey, if Vicky can stay home with 5 kids, and I know what her husband makes for a living, and she's, you know, saving on groceries, and she's making that dollar stretch, if she can stay home, anybody can stay home. Okay? Now, Debbie, I mean, what? I mean, a few weeks ago, she had like $20 to go 2 weeks, and she made it. Now, a lot of women would say, you know what? I don't want to live like that. I need to make extra money. And that's, you know, that's their decision if they want to go to work. But I'm saying is, if you can be home financially, when your baby's an infant, why wouldn't you? Really?
Yep.
I don't understand it. It's better for the child. It's better for the baby. It's better for the family. It's better for the country. It's better for the world. It just is.
Yep. Well, why have the kids if you don't stay at home and look after them if you're able to?
Exactly. So, you know, why is my opinion mean that I'm creating or starting mommy wars? I'm not. I'm not out there on these working mom websites. I mean, if you put mom in the search engine, there are hundreds of working mom websites. Now, I'm not on there saying, you're working. Woo! It's a bad thing. I don't care. Let them work.
Yeah, well, that's their choice.
It's their choice. But what I'm saying is examine your life. Why would you make that choice? How could you? I just don't understand. How could you not want to be home with your infant? It does. It makes me crazy. I can't even understand it. And listen, it's hard to be home. You know that, Tanya.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is hard, but that's all I ever wanted to do.
I never wanted to do it.
Oh, I did. I never ever wanted to stay at home.
I never aspired to be home. I never wanted to be an at-home mother. Never, never. That's why I had such a hard time adjusting to it. I wanted my career. I wanted the nanny. I wanted the live-in. I wanted someone who would stay here with my kids all day while I stayed and worked. That's what I
was the nanny.
Well, you see, but that's what I geared my 20s for. I mean, by the time I was 30, I was very successful. I was at the top of my game, making a lot of money. You know, but then I looked at this baby. I couldn't do it. I wanted to be with him, and it was hard. It was a hard adjustment. You know why? Because it's really not something that you're prepared for. If you were working through your 20s, if you had this big career, now you're home with the kids, suddenly you feel like, oh, my God, what am I doing with my life? What am I doing with my brain? You know, and it really was the career moms, the career women who made me feel bad about my choice to stay home. They trashed me. So don't talk to me about mommy wars, because you know what? I was the victim of the mommy wars, and I still am. I'm the one who has the anti-Darla Shine websites that are taken out. I'm the one that Cyber Mom has been attacking. Now, what other book? Listen, all the mom books that are out there, what other book is out there about being a mom and staying home where, you know, there are a group of women who are telling their members to go out and cover the book in the bookstore? That's what Cyber Moms did. This one crazy lunatic, Sandy, who's obsessed with me, buys into my name every day, and she's all over the internet trashing me.
Maybe she wants to be just like you. Maybe she wants to be just like you. She could be jealous. Maybe she's jealous.
You know, I don't think it's jealousy. What I think it is I think that they're so uncomfortable with somebody saying, you know what? Been there, done that. It's not what it's cracked up to be. I chose to go home, and you should too. And who am I to say go home? Why should I tell them what to do? But I certainly have the right to say, you know what? Think about this, ladies. What the hell are you doing? Why would you stay and work for an all-male dominated corporation where, you know, you're going to fight your whole life to get to that glass ceiling, make that money for 10, 12 hours a day where they're going to abuse you? Do you really think these corporations give a rat's ass about you? They don't.
Well, what's the sense of making all this money if you can't spend it on your children? You can make all the money in the world, but your children are going to come up and kiss you and hug you. And
money is nice. You get a bigger house.
It is nice.
You buy more expensive shoes. Listen, look at, I'll tell you. I mean, Bill, when I first left my job, Bill and I mean, it was shocking to us. I had to go to a smaller house. I had to cut coupons. I mean, I went from wearing $1,000 designer Donna Karan suits to, you know, it's wearing T-shirts with spit up on my chest and cutting coupons. You know, it was a very hard adjustment. Money is nice. Everyone likes extra money. But you know what? At what cost?
Yeah.
At what cost? No. And if you are dropping your baby off, your infant off at daycare for 12 hours a day to make extra money so you have some, you know, extra luxuries in your life, I think you have to reevaluate that situation.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I challenge any woman. This is baloney. You talk to any mom who's working because she has to work. She doesn't want to be working. Right?
No. Yeah. Yep.
Anyone who has to go to work because they really need the money, they wish they could be home.
Oh, of course they do.
Of course they do.
Yep. No. I'm glad I can stay at home.
Thank God.
We're able. We are able that I'm, you know, like it's good. We're fine. We do fine so that I don't have to go to work. And I don't want to go to work. I'm at work and I like doing this. This is all I ever wanted to do.
Of course. And it's a great thing. It's a noble thing. And you know what? I take super, super offense to the fact that a lot of women who choose to stay home are snubbed down upon by the career moms. And this upsets me. You know why? Because it's almost as though it's not prestigious enough that you're not smart enough if you're staying home with your kids all day. And this
is
why
I'm smarter.
Well, this is why it's so important that I put out the facts that since 2003, 6 million full-time working career-educated women left the workforce. They're going back home because we realize it totally sucks. And I'm going to tell you this. My circle of girlfriends, and I posted this. I mean, I have a girlfriend who's a physician. She's now only working 2 or 3 days a week. I have another girlfriend who is an editor. She's not working at all. Because, in the publishing business, you either have to give your heart and soul and work 70 hours a week, or you can't even get a job. You know, and thank God they can all go home, and they're choosing to go home. But we had our opportunity. I think what it is, Tanya, is we had our 20s to go out there to conquer the world, to conquer the workforce. And so we can feel confident now to say, you know what? It's not so great. It's not worth giving up my family. I love being home with my kids. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. So maybe I'm stupid, Tanya.
Maybe I am. No,
maybe I'm not as smart as I think I am, because how could I be happy being home folding laundry? But I like to clean my house. I'm happy to bake cakes.
But you've had a career, and you can have your career again, the whole working out of the house career.
Well, you know what? What do you think I'm doing? I'm running a website. I'm writing a book. Mm. You know, obviously I'm working from home.
Yes, you are.
I am
working. You can do it again. You can go out. Once the kids get to school, you can go to work if you wanted to.
I could, of course. I would never do it, though. Why would I get up and commute to the city and work for some other person when obviously I could work from home? This is what I'm saying, ladies. Rethink what you're doing. You can change your whole lives. And to Sandy, who I know, this girl who's obsessed with me, who keeps writing bad things about me, she left her job. She's an at-home mom. So, you know, she has a lot in common with what I'm saying here. And let's be clear. I have never, ever said that the feminist movement did a bad thing. I think the feminist movement did a great thing. However, they have dropped the ball, I believe, for the women who are at home. And if you're not a victim, look at Oprah. The only time she has on an at-home mom is if she's like a heroin addict or she's a secret lesbian. or she's been sexually abused as a child. You know, she has some desperate housewives. She never portrays a happy housewife.
I think she should put you on, Darla.
Right, but that's not going to happen because it's a bad image to show, for whatever reason, women who are home happy. You have to be a strung out, happy, housewife. You can't be, living a good life and not cheating on your husband. And I just think it's very sad. And I really think it's sad that we can't have a conversation on intelligent subjects such as politics, religion, without women getting all huffy and getting their panties twisted. Really, ladies, think about it. Why do you take everything so personally? Are we this insecure? We have got to stop this catfighting, nitpicking, and baby crap. And I'll tell you this. Me saying that I think it's better for women to stay home with their children is my opinion. I can say it. It doesn't mean that I'm starting a mommy war, because I'm saying it in my exclusive, inclusive website, which I created for stay-at-home moms. Now, if I was out there, I could easily send out press releases. I could send out press releases right now saying, working moms totally stink. I'd be booked on Good Morning America tomorrow. Oh, who's that little voice?
Oh, it's midnight and Stephanie has just woken up.
Oh, she is so cute. Why are you even up at midnight? Why aren't you off to bed?
I think I'm in overdrive. I went to a meditation, self-development and meditation class tonight, nearly fell asleep at the end of it, and now I'm in overdrive, which is really stupid. But this is my time. This is when I have my time. And I come on, I have a look and have a chat and see what's going on. And I've missed some stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of action going on the website.
Yes.
Which is fun. I love it, though. But, I was on the debate team, and I love having great conversations. And I was a television talk show producer. So I was one of the first people to ever put the left and the right on and let them battle it out. I think that's fun. I think it's interesting. I think, though, when you're posting on the internet, when you write, and you're writing quickly, words can be read and misconstrued. Am I right?
Yeah.
And I think that people could take things out of context, which is why I wanted to get on here and just clarify some issues. I might even write about it on the blog. But it's just, I really want the best for every woman. I want all ladies of the world to unite. We should be discussing bigger issues. In Darfur, what's going on with the young girls being raped? Have you been following the story, Tanya?
No, I don't think I've. I think I've missed that as well.
In Africa, there's civil wars going on, and these little girls, 3, 4, 5 years old, are being gang raped every day. Their uteruses they have holes in their uteruses, and there are all these doctors from the Peace Corps going over there to sew up these girls. And, I did a documentary years ago on, stopping clitoral circumcision that's going on in Africa. Now, they take these little girls, they tie them to a tree, and they cut out their clitorises in some of the, communities in Africa, because they feel if the woman's clitoris is taken out, they won't know sexual pleasure, and they won't cheat on their husbands and become promiscuous. Yep. These are horrible things going on against women. I have been out there in the forefront always since I got out of college, fighting for these issues, making documentaries. I have documentaries that still run on PBS, Ovarian Cancer, The Silent Killer. These are shows that I produced. I want women to live. I want women to be happy. I've been constantly on this website promoting health for women and promoting good eating, and I love women. And what I think the saddest thing is that we can't find a higher ground to make life better for all women.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is really sad.
It's sad because we really should be supporting each other, allowing each other to make our own choices and our own decisions.
Right, but true supporting of women, this is what my point is. You can't say, we should support each other, which means, not you in particular, but women can't say, let's support each other, which means don't criticize each other. That's not good enough. That's like saying, let's just, not look at the war and maybe it'll just go on. Girls, the bigger picture is this. Why wouldn't you want to change the system? You should criticize. You should demand. Pants mom, you should say to yourself, you know what? If I really want to support the working woman, I would say to them, go out there, like what I'm saying, and I said in my book, go out there and change the system. Demand the feminist movement actually do their job and fight for women's rights, all women's rights, for women who are home. Why is it that Viagra is covered under insurance and most insurances don't cover the pill? Does that make any sense?
Weird. No, that's stupid.
It's stupid. Why is it that this government in America gives money to Head Start programs but doesn't give any money to good daycare facilities to help them? Why is it that moms are killing themselves with working full-time careers and not demanding that their companies have on-site daycare?
Mm.
If we really want to support women, we should open our mouths and we should say, you know what? Listen, it's ridiculous in this country that we ask any woman to work 70 hours a week when she's a mom. In Sweden, they get 2 years off to be with a new baby. How about in Australia? Do women get a good any amount off from the government?
We do get money for staying at home with our kids. Depends on how much you earn as to how much you get, but
you see that?
Yeah, different. It varies from, like if you're a teacher, I think you get a certain amount of time off. And
I have been calling for a tax cut for stay-at-home moms. Any woman who gives up her career to stay home, or any woman who's home at all, should get some kind of tax relief to help them.
Do.
Right, so you do in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
I get money from the government for staying at home, and we are in a much higher tax bracket. But I still get about $200 a fortnight. Now that's a lot more than I thought I would have gotten and expected. But
So you see how sophisticated that is. So Germany does this. Sweden does this. There's so many places that are supporting the mom, and except for America. And for whatever reason, American women have gotten so brainwashed that it's just acceptable. One of my very best friends, who's a television producer, went back to work when her twins were 6 weeks old. Okay? And she was leaving her house at 6 a.m. and coming home at 7 p.m. She hired a nanny. The baby, and this is one of my closest friends. The baby's at home with the nanny. She is in the city, 12, 14 hours a day. I said to her, what are you doing? Why don't you work part-time? And she's like, they won't let me work part-time. Okay? So she.
How does she handle that?
Well, she doesn't want to lose her career, but this is what she's doing. So I said to her, you and all the other ladies in that office – should band together and try and change this. And if we all started to get together and demand that this country, that this corporate, greedy, horrible, you know, money-making way that we live, which is so disgusting to me, if we would all get together and say, you know what, we have to put our families first, then we could change things. Oh, how cute!
She did a bubble.
How old is she?
She's 2.5.
Now, can you ever get these years back? Aren't these the most precious, wonderful years? What a joy.
Yeah.
Really, what a joy to have these years with your baby.
I think actually it's very beneficial. Why companies do not put daycare centers in their buildings or on their floors or wherever it is they're working, wouldn't they get more out of their workers if they were to give them benefits like this?
Of course.
Wouldn't they work, like if they had were able to go work but have their kids nearby, they could go and see them, they could have their lunch break with them, they're spending time with them, have breaks off here and there, but they're still working, they're right there. It'd be beneficial to them to do this. Why they don't do it is beyond me.
And a couple of weeks ago, the New York Times, there was an article that said that corporations are finally realizing they're going to have to start accommodating the mother because so many women are leaving the workforce. Now, the ideal situation, I think that a lot of stay-at-home moms would like to work part-time. They would like to bring in some extra money.
Well, everybody likes to have that little bit extra, don't they?
Of course. So I think that we should be saying, you know what, let's enforce these, you know, opportunities to, you know, have mom share programs, to share the workload, to work a few hours a week, to get corporations to realize that they are missing out on moms. And who is smarter than a mom? I mean, we are multitasking ladies. We know how to get a job done. I mean, that's why when I create my website, I only have moms who work on my website. Because, you know, we could get more done in one afternoon, you know, than I think a man could do in a whole day. I just think that. I think we're quicker. I think we can, you know, multitask.
And they're passionate.
We're passionate.
They have a passion for it.
Yes, and I just want to support women, and I want to support mothers, so that's what I do. And I don't know, but I just wanted to clarify the way I felt about what was being written on the board. I will not allow anybody to say that I am contributing to the mommy wars, because I believe that the mommy war issue is just a stupid issue. It shouldn't even be a discussion. I don't even want to bring it up. Mm-hmm. I think that the women who are working can work. Let them work. The women who are home can be home. Let them be home. I think it's better to be home with your own baby. That's what I think.
So do I. I'm pro-choice, and my choice is to stay home. But I stay home because I can.
Exactly.
So,
I'm not asking, you know, in my book I say that I just don't understand why any woman who would drop her child off. And I write about a particular story where I saw this woman in this very expensive BMW dropping off her little infant. And that I do not understand. And for me to say, I accept the choice of somebody saying, you know what, I just love my career, and I'm going to leave my baby with someone all day, my new infant. And for me to say, well, you know, that's okay, that's her choice, and I'm supportive of it. You know, I'm not going to go out there in her face and say anything to her or criticize her, even though I have been criticized over and over to my face from career women. How could you give up your job? How could you be home? Don't you go crazy, Darla? Isn't your brain turning to mush?
How could you not want to be at home?
I was at, are you kidding? I was recently at a cocktail party where a woman who has a high-profile job, who I used to work with, came up to me and said, Darla, so when are you coming back to work? And I said, well, I'm not coming back to work. You know, I'm working from my home. And which is really insulting to me that people think that because you're home, it means you're only baking pies all day. You know, do they not think that women at home can do anything else? So I said, I am. I'm doing some stuff from my home. She goes, well, how could you be home all day with the kids? How could you do that? I could never do that. Now, how come it's okay for these people to insult me, you know, to insult stay-at-home moms? You know, but we're
because
not
once you become a mommy,
back.
Your brain fries, you see? Apparently.
Your brain fries. You have no political interest. I love when, Ann Coulter, who's this politician consultant, I don't know what she is. She was on TV one time, and they were talking about, you know, the political trends in this country and the families. And she said, oh, well, you know, you can't ask the soccer moms because all they know what to do is how to chauffeur their kids around. You know, that's insulting.
Well, you know, all we know how to do is bake and iron, and I don't know anything else, really. It's just that. I can cook really well.
But, you know, we know, the bottom line is we know the truth. We know who we are. And all I want to do is help women who are home say, you know what, I'm proud that I'm home. I'm smart. I can be a hot mama. I can have great sex. I can cook up a great dinner. I can, you know, put together a business plan if I wanted to while I was playing blocks. Or I don't have to do anything except for be a mom and enjoy that.
And but isn't that a big enough job?
Exactly. And
you're creating the new generation.
I think the best contribution you could give the world is smart, loving, kind, gentle people.
Yes.
It's
you want to put them in a daycare center and they'll teach them stuff? Don't you want to know what they're being taught
exactly.
from an early age?
You know, and I think the saddest thing I could imagine is a two-month-old baby laying in a bassinet in a daycare center all day. To me, it's the saddest thing. And unless you can't pay your bills, and I stand by my statement in my book, unless I was starving, there's no way I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So obviously, listen, my husband could leave me tomorrow. I could be out on the streets and broke. And yeah, you know what? I would have to put my kids in daycare and I'd have to go to work.
Because you had to.
Because
if you
have to.
It's different.
This is
very
what I'm
different.
Saying. If your husband can pay the bills and you can be home, or if you could go to work and your husband be home, let's turn this a little bit. I've always mm-hmm. said, if you have a family member who can watch your baby, then go to work. Go ahead.
Oh, I do that. I do that.
I wish Bill would stay home and I could go to work. I would
I
be happy
after
doing
my niece.
That.
I look okay, after I my niece and my sister-in-law can work.
I could
she
do that for a
she works
while.
Part-time. Yep.
You know, that would be nice. I would love, let me tell you something. This is a true story. Discovery Channel called me last week, okay, and asked me to come in for an audition for a mom show.
Woohoo! Okay?
That sounds great, right?
Yes!
I couldn't even go on the audition. I had nobody to watch my kids.
Oh, you need a nanny.
Exactly.
Hire me.
I had no one to watch my kids. And then I spoke to the producer and I said, you know, listen, I'm not going to come in and do a show and work full time because I can't fit it into my schedule. So what would the schedule of the show be? And he said, well, we really tape it in sections. So you'd work 1 week in 1 month and then you'd be off for 3 weeks and 1 week in another month. That sounds fabulous.
Mm.
Isn't that nice?
Sounds great.
What's I couldn't even go on the audition.
Oh, Darla. That's really sad. It sounds great. That sounds almost perfect.
It sounds almost perfect. So I said to him, if you don't find anyone and I can get a babysitter, let's hook up next week. So maybe I'll end up going in and auditioning for that channel. And that would be really great, wouldn't it? But,
yeah.
You know, if I could work part-time, I could be on TV, I could have my own show, work part-time, you know, and if I had someone. But my mother lives a couple miles away from me. So I could mm-hmm. most likely line it up where she would babysit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have an ideal situation. Thank God for that. And
well, they scouted you out, so surely they can work around you. They
right.
look
well,
for you.
Well, hopefully. Let's see what happens. But my... My big concern is I don't know what the show is going to be like. Is it going to be a show that, you know, is like, you know, off over the edge, trashing moms? I don't know anything about the show, so who knows if it's going to come to fruition. But thank God I have my parents nearby. A lot of people don't have that luxury. They have nobody to watch their baby.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no, don't do it, Darla. It's a bad idea.
Why?
Because then I wouldn't get to see it, would I?
You don't get Discovery Channel?
No.
Well, eventually, like I said earlier, all the shows are going to be on the internet, so you'll be able to watch everything through the computer.
That'd be nice.
And I wanted to actually do a cooking show from my kitchen that will be able to be played right on the computer.
Yes! Are you going to do that? That is excellent. I've had a lot of mums that would love you to do that. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that's going to come up in a month or so. But
wow.
I'm gonna wrap up this podcast because we are running over. But I'm going to say this. I don't want anyone on Happy Housewives Club to feel offended or to feel upset by anything that I write. I have a very strong personality. I have a big mouth. I grew up in an Italian family, and this is just, we talk loud, we're in your face, and that's my personality. However, I want women to stand by what they believe. So even if you don't, I don't care if you don't agree with me. You don't have to agree with everything I say. That's why we have different opinions. When a woman is on the internet and she's writing, well, I agree with everything in your book, but this, you don't have to do that. You don't have to agree with everything I say. Be proud of what you believe in. Stand by what you believe in. I stand by what I believe in. We had JoJo this week who got into this big discussion. Did you read that about the shower? And it started to get into this big discussion about a religious kind of topic.
Oh, okay, no. No, I haven't been on a lot.
Well, she at the end, she kind of got upset, and she's like, I'm deleting all my posts. I emailed her personally. I said, what are you doing? Don't delete what you write. Stand by what you believe in. If you believe in this, then you be proud of that. You know, be proud of who you are. Stand by what you believe in. God bless Pan's mom. I mean, she believes in what she believes in. God bless JoJo. Let her believe in what she believes in. This is very important that we are strong women. All I'm saying is this. We cannot throw out the mommy war thing and say, let's support other moms and support them by being silent. Silence is not supportive. It's just not. It's just like saying, I have a girlfriend who has anorexia, but I'm supporting her, so I'm not going to say anything because I'm going to stand by her and watch her die.
There's a difference. There is a difference. Big difference.
There's a big difference. Open your mouth. Get involved. Fight for what you believe in. And you know what? We should be saying to each other, why are we accepting these terms? Why? You know, and I really think that I need to start a whole new alternative movement to the feminist movement. And I have to think about that. But I'm going to start a group, a more conservative type of, you know, alternative to the feminist movement. We have one movement in this country, and I know that you're in Australia, but in America, we have one movement for women, and it's the feminist movement. Where is the alternative to that? Okay, where is the other movement for the women, you know, who don't agree with everything that they're doing? Yeah, are they helping women who are abused and all that? But another group could help women who are abused. You know, why? I think I'm going to start the Mominist movement.
The Mominist Muse.
The Mominist movement.
Okay. Great. Okay.
I think that's going to be good. But, you know, yesterday, just so you know, Tanya, we had a lady sign up for the website from Brazil. I had a lady sign up from Belgium. I had a lady sign up from Thailand. Okay. And a lady sign up this week from New Zealand and Iceland. Five countries, five amazing places from around the world that I have not been. And I'm going to have to add all these ladies to my coffee tour because I want to speak to every one of them. I want to hear about their lives. I want to know what's going on. And I feel so, so grateful to every woman who's in the website and every woman who wants to be in there and who enjoys it. I want you to have a good time. If you're in there and you feel that it's, you know, it's getting too heated or too hot, you don't have to post. You don't have to respond. But I do, we all have to respect each other. We have to enjoy each other and think about the bigger picture, which is this. Okay? Let's all come together and think about the future of our children. All we should be saying, Tanya, is what's best for the babies? What's best for the kids? Because that's really all that matters, I think.
True. Very, very true.
Very true. And Tanya, you get to bed.
It's only 12:30 at night.
Go meditate yourself to sleep. Isn't that what the whole meditation is for? Relaxation?
Yeah, but I can sleep very well. My head will hit the pillow and I'll be asleep in 2 minutes.
You know, I always love doing Pilates, but now I've switched over to yoga. I'm having a little bit of a hard time getting into the positions.
Oh, you need to speak to Vicky. She was talking to me about yoga.
Oh, Vicky, get your headsets.
Yeah.
Ladies, get your headsets. Let's start having you on the program on the podcast. This podcast is growing. Pretty soon, the podcast is going to be picked up. I'm going to be putting it on family networks and on mom, other mom channels. So people everywhere are going to be able to listen to it. So get your headsets. Tell your friends to listen to you. You have your own little radio show right here on the Happy Housewives Club. And Tanya, you go to sleep. Give your babies a big, big kiss. And I will talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.